Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue looking at how to love someone you hate. These words are offered by Allen Webster. What are the necessary ingredients for love to be restored? There must be patience. Patience is a cornerstone of unity in the church. We are taught to forbear each other, Ephesians 4, verse 2. In simple terms, this means to put up with those things we do not like about others. We are patient with those we love and quick to make excuses for their mistakes, but we put up with many slights and neglects from them. Those we do not love can do nothing to please us. Christ had patience with Peter even after the many times Peter sinned against him and disappointed him. While Jesus was facing the agony of the cross, his unloving disciples argued about which of them was the greatest, Luke 22:24. But he was patient with them. Jesus loved to the limits of love. The word translated long-suffering in 1 Corinthians 13:4 is used only 10 times in the New Testament and literally means long-tempered. We do not use this phrase, but we use its opposite, short-tempered. Long-suffering is closely akin to the word patience, which in its different forms is found 48 times in the New Testament. The word used here always describes patience with people, not with circumstances. Short-tempered people destroy churches. Long-tempered ones keep them together. Preachers must learn to be patient with elders, and elders must be patient with preachers. Teachers must be patient with parents, and parents must be patient with teachers. Strong Christians must be patient with weak ones who may be constantly unhappy or unfaithful, Romans 14:1. Older Christians must be patient with younger Christians, Titus 2:2. And younger Christians must be patient with older Christians. We have all heard of the woman who prayed, "Lord, give me patience right now." It doesn't work that way. Patience results from a good seed planted in a good heart, Luke 8:15. From successfully passing through times of tribulation, Romans 5:3-4. From eyes fixed on attaining a future hope, Romans 8:25. From contemplation on the scriptures, Romans 15:4. And from a tested faith, James 1:3. Thank you for listening today to Exhortations. We praise thee, O God.